Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast on public policy analysis and program evaluation. My name is Jennifer Miller. I am here to walk with you through the learning process about these topics, and you're here not just because you love this course, but because you are taking this class at Wayne State College and you're taking it online. Or perhaps you have it in person and you're using the podcast to help supplement your learning in class. So one of the tools that I am utilizing to help with that whole learning process is podcasting. So you'll get a little bit of me each and every week to talk about and understand a little bit more, at least in terms of the material that we are covering and the chapters that we will walk through or work through, that is. And then, of course, giving you just a little bit more insight from my personal experience and work as an evaluator, which I have done over the course of the last approximately 10 to 12 years. It's been a big part of what I have done outside of academia. So in essence, I just want to share a little bit about my personal experiences and how it relates back to the material so that you also can think about the ways in which our author reflects on this topic area, and then, of course, how does that compare with maybe some more real-life examples that I'm happy to share with you. But before I get too far down the path of talking about policy analysis and evaluation and exactly what do those terms mean, let me give you a little bit more about myself. So I've given you my name, and my current position is as an assistant professor at Wayne State College, working in the history, politics, and geography department. I absolutely love teaching and the chance to engage with students at all levels, whether you are an undergraduate or a graduate student pursuing an advanced degree, or maybe you're just taking classes to continue learning and expand on what you already know. Really doesn't matter. We can all have great conversations across a range and spectrum of different topics. Now, the topics near and dear to me are those associated with the field of political science, the study of politics, one of those things that probably many of you don't really love to do. And it's certainly understandable in the context in which we live. For most people, politics is not exactly polite or even good conversation, and yet it is fundamental. We have to reflect on these topics, and that's going to come up a lot in this course because we are considering, what does the political system we have do? How well does it do it? And should we then think about different ways of doing things? Because perhaps we aren't doing them the best way possible. So that includes a large range of topics. We can talk globally, nationally, at the state level, locally. But all of the elements that we're going to cover in this course relate back to what those different levels of governance do. Aside from those passions or interests, I am an avid gardener, a true dyed-in-the-wool Star Wars nerd, a true nerd on a lot of different levels. I absolutely love things like reading a really good historical analysis or even diving into statistics. Of course, I am also subject to the same enjoyments as everyone else. Good Netflix series can really, you know, hone me in like a tractor beam, but all in all, I really do embrace the academic pursuits, along with, of course, outside activities, hiking, biking, doing whatever you can to enjoy our questionable Nebraska weather at times. So if you do live in Nebraska, you know exactly what I mean. If you don't, come on down, spend a day. You'll see exactly what I'm referring to as far as the weather, particularly if you're here in like the spring or the summer. Things change potentially at the drop of a hat. And of course, if you're anywhere near Nebraska, let's say you're in Iowa or Kansas, you have lived that same reality. So, okay, let's set all that aside. And let's get into thinking a little bit more about the basics of this class. Now, this first podcast episode is a very generic introduction to the material in terms of I'm going to talk about the very basic components, and then we will talk about the tools that are available for you for this course, specifically the Canvas site, and what you can locate on that Canvas site in terms of any links that are there and really what you have at your fingertips through Canvas that can, again, help you work through the material. In addition to that, I will wrap this discussion with a few key tips that I think are important to keep you on track. And I intend for all of this discussion to be done before we have reached 30 minutes because that's kind of nice lead-in to later conversations. Most podcast episodes for this course will be done with a focus on a segment of the class, usually grouping about 2 to 3 chapters together and talking about them pretty generally. And then you will have each of those podcasts to work through as you review the slides and read the course material. First things first, we need some basics of definitions, or at least some idea of what this title, Public Policy Analysis and Program Evaluation, means. Public policy is those things that government does. It is public by nature of the fact that it is done by government, rather than some private individual or some private company. These are the policies, again, that the government carries out, and that is what we would label as public policy. That is not a very helpful term in like narrowing down what we could be talking about. We can be talking about criminal justice policy. We could be talking about healthcare policy. We could be talking about immigration policy. We could be talking about water policy. All of these areas are different topics in which the government is involved in carrying out some sort of action. And those actions are often implemented or put into effect by different programs or organizations that have the specific duty of seeing whatever needs to be done get done. At least in theory, that's what we hope. Now, programs, we're going to get into the definition of that a little bit more when we talk about Chapter 1. It's really any kind of organized element around a policy or some sort of planned action. Again, if you think about this at the most basic level, public policy is, okay, what does the government do? And programs might be things that the government creates to help do whatever needs to be done. And so when it comes to analysis and evaluation, we're just stepping back and we're looking at what was done. How well was it done? If it wasn't done well, where did we have issues? If we can fix those issues, could we resolve the problem and move forward? Or do we need to think about this even more, go back to kind of the drawing board and assess whether we've got a good sense of the problem that we're hoping to address, which is, again, usually the reason that we've created a policy in the first place? Maybe we don't really have a good sense of the problem, actually. So analysis and evaluation projects can address all of these questions. And there are going to be different types of evaluations that we cover in the course that do those specific things. Some evaluations are really about looking at a problem or identifying and defining a problem. Some evaluations are about, okay, let's look backwards at what we did and what were the long-term impacts on that policy area. And some are designed for use during the process. Perhaps I want to implement some new tool. Podcasting per se, and I want to see what the effect is on my students' learning. I can do an evaluation through the podcasting period and make changes and adjustments, again, using a formal evaluation approach. And that's really at the heart of what we're going to be learning about and covering in all of the chapters. Our textbook is specifically geared toward doing more of a real life, how do you do this approach to evaluation rather than a more theoretical or abstract approach, which I prefer. I would want to see something that is more, how do you do this in real life? Because I think that sets us up for a better understanding of what we do actually read about when we read something that evaluates a policy or a program. All right, now seems as good a time as any to step back, actually redirect a little. And now that I've introduced myself, given us a little bit of a sense of the basic terms related to the title of this course, I want to encourage you to go ahead and get into Canvas, because in Canvas are all the materials that you will need for this class, aside from the required textbook. And in particular, I have developed a set of materials that are going to help you with working through these podcasts and the chapters. Once you are in Canvas, you should be able to, of course, see our class. And when you click on that, you will be loaded into the course homepage. The way the homepage is set up is that at the top, you will see recent announcements. That's set to capture the three most recent announcements that are released for the class. And below that is the general homepage, which says, "Welcome to Public Policy Analysis and Program Evaluation." Has a little diagram beneath it, which is showing a logic model, something we will go over as a tool available in this class. And then there are links for the course syllabus, the questions and answers discussion board, and a link that describes in general terms each of the categories of assignments for this class. Beneath that, we have a welcome message from me, kind of giving you a sense of what are the tools available to you, a little bit more about the homepage, and below that, most critical for your working through this course is the module navigation. There are 8 actual modules listed there. The first and the last are guides and templates that you can use, so there's little stars to the left-hand side of those. You would probably be best served by going to module number 1 on Introduction, History, and Ethics, because that is where we start. We have a breakdown in this class of 6 substantive modules, meaning there are 6 modules where it's not just a template or a guide for you, but either materials for the textbook to align with that, links to the podcasts, links to any assignments. Those 6 are numbered 1 through 6 right on that module navigation. And when you click on one of those links, what it's actually going to do is load what's called the roadmap page. A roadmap page is intended to be your roadmap for that week. So on the week run roadmap page, you get the introduction to the course, to evaluation, to its history. Each roadmap page has sections. The first section is the overview, what we are generally going to be doing that week, followed by learning objectives. The things that you should be able to, at the end of the week, say you understand or you know or at least have a sense of, if you're not totally certain or, you know, completely understanding of everything there. Beneath that, required reading for the week. I list there each chapter you will need to get through. In week 1, it's chapters 1 through 3. Beneath that, we have a number of tools. First, the slides to accompany the reading for the week. Now, I've taken a different approach with this class because I think this material lends itself well to being kind of segmented in 2 different ways. So this first one is kind of the general introduction. And again, history and ethics, these are all how evaluation has come about and taken the shape it has today. So those slides are going to emphasize what are the major points for each chapter that I'm wanting you to hone in on or focus on. Because you don't need to know every word in the book, and frankly, that's unrealistic to assume anyone would. So, given that, what are the things you really do need to spend time focusing on when you're reading? Below that tool are the podcast links. Each podcast link will go blue once I have the episode available for you, so if you see a podcast listed in black text or without the underline underneath it, there is no link to it yet because I haven't published that episode yet. I will try to be publishing episodes early in the week, each week, so that you have that to work with as you begin your reading or hopefully as you work ahead, if your schedule allows for that. And then beneath that are the links to any graded assignments due during the week. There might be some roadmap pages which include additional links below that for other outside resources, things that don't include the materials I've created or the textbook. So it might be outside websites or reports that I've downloaded that can give you a sense of, you know, again, what evaluation and analysis looks like in real life. Or it may be linking out to examples of the assignments so that you have, again, a better sense of what I'm going to be looking for you to complete in this course. So that is the general description of the roadmap pages. Again, you can get there by going to the homepage on the course in Canvas. You can also get to these pages using the modules link on the left-hand menu. You'll have to know which week you're getting into, of course. But once you get to the modules page, we have a start here. Those are the Wayne State College guides. Beneath that is the course documents, pages, and assignment descriptions. That's going to be a lot of different informational components for you. Beneath that are the templates for the logic, model, and evaluation plan assignments, which won't be due here for at least a few weeks. And then below that are our modules by week. So under week one module, you'll see the week one roadmap page link. You can open up the roadmap page from there or, again, from the homepage. Now, the modules are also set up to list for you any graded items due during the week because I like that constant reminder of, okay, if I have to get stuff submitted, where can I find it? You're going to see it pretty much everywhere. You're also going to see those prompts on the calendar as well as in the weekly announcements that I send out. Now, hopefully you got this week's announcement around 9 o'clock on Monday. If you did not, please contact me. My email address is jemille1@wsc.edu. So let's navigate back to the home page, and I want you to look at the left-hand menu as I'm walking through this. On the left-hand menu, we have the syllabus link, which is an electronic version of the syllabus. You can see all of the syllabus contents there broken down by sections. So the first section is what's my information in my office hours, what's the course information, what are the required course materials, what are the graded course activities and grading scale, and then of course policies, schedule, and outcomes. Please do make time to read through that this first week. I want you in particular to understand what the different graded course activities are. And when you're ready to, you can go to the assignments link on the left-hand menu and look through each of those assignments if they're available to you to get more details. This is a pretty intense course because it is only 5 weeks and it's during the summer. So I would strongly recommend looking through the assignment guidelines as soon as you can. Our major assignment for this course is the program/policy evaluation project. It's actually just a proposal that you end up writing up, but I would love for you to be able to work through the project survey, the update survey, and the initial draft and get a sense of what those assignment guidelines are. And then do get a jump on these because we have our first assignment due already this week. All right, that takes us through the homepage, the syllabus link, the modules, and the assignments. There's a few more left on that left-hand menu that I want to quickly walk through. The first would be grades. This is where you can find all of your graded assignments, and it will be listed in chronological order, meaning the oldest assignments will be listed first, or the ones with the first due dates, that is, will be listed first with the most recent or newest assignments listed last. If you go to that page, you will also be able to see my feedback for you. And the feedback I offer is generally a little detailed, and I try to use rubrics for everything. So when you have something that you've submitted, please do check out the rubric. The grades page should also allow you to, again, use tools like this what if tool. And if you haven't heard of that before, the what if tool is kind of a grade calculator, as in, what if I get 50% on the midterm exam? How will that affect my grade? That, in general, should be a tool that I would recommend you don't use early on in the semester, but more later on. And then, of course, if you have anything on the grades link that is hard to understand or you don't really know what it's saying, please let me know and I will follow up with you as soon as possible. Finally, last but not least, the announcements link. The announcements link will have all of the posted announcements, the entire history of them, with the oldest at the bottom and the newest at the top. If you ever get an announcement through the email, the WSC emails that will come direct from Canvas, and let's say you delete it, or you can't find it, or maybe you go to the course homepage and it's not one of the three most recent announcements, go to this link. It will have all of the old announcements. You should be able to click through there and see whatever I have tried to announce and make available to you through that tool. At this point, we have now done our intro to concepts, what tools are available on Canvas, treating that kind of as a high-level conversation. The other tool to give you some introduction to are these podcasts. So the podcasts are available to you through the rss.com website. And for each podcast, there is, of course, the audio. But I want to also make you aware on that public site that you can find the transcripts for any podcast and be able to read through it in the written form, just in case, let's say, you don't have the full 30 minutes to listen. So on the public website, when you get to the public website, it's going to list the podcast episodes. There's only one season because this is not a podcast in like a true crime sense of the word. So every episode will be numbered. Just go to that numbered episode. Once you've gotten to that episode's page, you should see beneath the picture of the little Professor Miller podcast that there is an about, which describes the episode, as well as a transcript link. Once I have approved the transcript, which I generally approve them pretty quickly after they're done, you should be able to read through there. And then you can also click on any of the wording in that transcript to go to that part of the episode. So if you are looking at the transcript and you're using your search function on your web page to find something you heard, that might be a really easy way to do the, okay, I locate it without having to listen to the whole episode again. All right, that is my basic introduction to the tools for this course. So the last little bit is the key tips to keep you on track. Now, I've already mentioned one, which is look through those assignment guidelines right now. And always, you should really always do that in a course so that you have a sense if, again, the professor makes it available to you in advance, just what you're looking at. I know a lot of you have crazy schedules, jobs, maybe multiple jobs, kids, life in general. It takes us some time. So having that advanced knowledge helps me a lot, at least in terms of knowing, okay, what do I have to balance this week and how am I going to make all of that work? And again, with this being a 5-week course, it's a lot to throw at you. We have a couple of assignments due midweek. Just make sure you take a look at the calendar and then you start reviewing those assignment guidelines early. Tip number two, use those announcements and the calendar. The course calendar for you as a student should be on that home page. On the right-hand side, there's a to-do list. Now that to-do list is also going to include things like announcements, which you can just dismiss by clicking on the little X up in the right-hand corner under that to-do list. But after that, it's going to show you what are our upcoming assignments and when are those due. That is a great tool in addition to, again, the announcements, which are going to list those upcoming assignments by due date at the very bottom of the announcements. If you're the kind of person that, you know, it's a TLDR, too long, didn't read, you can always just scroll down to the bottom of the announcement to see what's coming up. Now, I do include some, again, tips in those announcements, but I understand you are on a limited time frame. If you need to just get to the nitty-gritty and know what's coming up as far as what's due, that's where you can find that. The final tip that I can offer with respect to this class is really in relation to that balancing of your schedule and the course timeline. Do work ahead when you can, because that will set you up for being able to, let's say, skip a critical thinking prompt when you don't need to do it or when you've got too much other stuff on your plate. That's a pretty natural kind of thing to do, at least for me at this point. If it's not your regular approach, let's say, to kind of schedule things out, I would challenge you to just maybe look at least the week by week. What do I have due the first and the second weeks? And then how am I going to make all of that work and fit in Some of these assignments will take a bit longer. And of course, on top of that, there is the reading to do. It is not terribly dense reading. Some of it's a little boring. I'm not going to lie to you. But if you can work through that and kind of keep pace with about 3 chapters a week, you should be just fine. If not, I would always say, contact me as soon as possible. Let's figure out a plan. If there's some way I can support you in the learning process, I'm happy to do that. And that is truly my final tip. When you need something, please don't just stew about it or stress about it or lose sleep over it. Contact me. I am here to support all of you, to help you work through this. And I take that very seriously. That is the job. I do love the job. I'm here to do that work to help you. So don't lose sight of that as an option for you. All right, let's wrap this. We're at about 26 minutes, so hopefully most of the podcasts, again, will be about this length, and you can kind of fit it into your weekly schedule. I do think the podcasts can be helpful. If you don't find that to be the case, let me know. I do want any and all feedback that you have on how to improve this course, so shoot that my way anytime. Again, the email address is jemille@wsc.edu. Thanks so much for your time, and I look forward to catching up with you again soon.